Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grim's open, late night open mic. Yeah. And
I just got back.
Yeah, just got
back. You might want to just redo your intro.
Okay, good. We got it. Okay. Yep, it's Grim's late night open mic, and we have a lot of fucking shit to talk about. And yes, I'm playing Ninja Turtles, because, like, we're going to play Ninja Turtles today, and then me and DP are going to play Ninja Turtles on Monday with pizza. I think, like, it's Juneteenth? I didn't fucking know that. We weren't doing it in celebration of, like, Juneteenth. We were just doing it because we wanted to play Ninja Turtles and fucking eat pizza. So, like, no Juneteenth connotations on Monday's pizza party, okay, guys? As we were doing a celebration of Ninja Turtles. It's Turtleteenth. What? It's Turtleteenth, not Juneteenth for us. I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't. I was like, what? What the fuck did that become a holiday? But anyway, I'm playing.
It could become a holiday under Trump, or maybe it was Biden's first year.
Where the hell is Casey Jones?
He's unlockable.
Oh shit! You mean I gotta beat the game and then get him? All right. Well, I'm gonna play as Leonardo. Hey, man. All right. I'm gonna play as Leonardo. I'm skipping all the stuff. All right. But before we get started, let's go ahead and look at my topics. Okay, the first thing we gotta talk about tonight. Chronic had a debate with Lauren Southern, and I don't know how the fuck this happened. I talked to TFM and didn't know how this was gonna happen. TFM said, oh, he's probably just gonna embarrass himself. And basically, I listened to it, and of course he was defending Sandman, and I mean, Lauren kept saying she had no intention to sue Sandman and all that kind of stuff. I really don't think she was gonna fucking sue Sandman. But he made a mountain out of a molehill. And of course, I did like the fact that Lauren played hardball with his, like, he went in there fist flying. Like, he literally called her, you know, stuff, and she was drunk. So, you know, she was topping off a bottle of champagne in there. So,
yep, it was her birthday.
Yeah, it was her birthday. But here is what happened. Even though they had a pretty decent exchange of words, she said, can I have a friend come in? And said, who's this friend? Destiny. And he said, oh, this will be good. But then all Chronic's fans and even guys like Hammerhand stuff, no, they didn't want to hear that. They literally, because Chronic said in the pre-stream, he said, well, we're only going to be about 30 minutes to an hour. Well, as soon as Destiny came in there, he got a hard-on for debate with Destiny, because they debated in the past. And that's literally what happened. Basically, what happened at the end of this thing is, I mean, I had to tune out, dude. I was done hearing him debate this fucking cuck. Because that's all Destiny was. And, you know, even though we say, oh, I don't want to lose my masculinity, you look at the guy's life, being a cuck and all this shit, it's like, dude, you have no fucking masculinity to lose. But,
wait, who does it?
Destiny. Destiny.
Oh, well, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, he's like, well, I don't want to be in a place where I don't have any masculinity or sense. Like, dude, you have no fucking masculinity. But, okay, beside the point, they just go at it for the longest time, and I'm like, no, I'm not here to see this. Nobody's here to see this. He dropped like 100-something people, and probably more as it continued. And he just had a hard on the debate with Destiny. Nobody wanted to hear it. It went back and forth. It was just like Mr. Medeker said. Somebody shared me that piece from his video, where it's just sports entertainment. That's all it is. It became sports entertainment. It was not about the, you know, people were trying, oh, I'm going to try to beat you. I'm going to try to, no, fuck that. That's all he was trying to do. Nobody was any the wiser. And basically, she just let him debate her while, she just let him debate Destiny while she topped off a bottle of champagne in the back and barely said anything. That was the whole idea. She didn't want to talk to him anymore. So she just threw Destiny on there. And
yeah, well, apparently Destiny was scheduled to be on her show anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why she just threw him in there with
Chronic. She just threw him in there with Chronic, right. And everybody, I mean, Hammer was leaving. Like, Hammer was, they were all looking forward to coming back on. And for a minute there, I thought he was going to literally have Hammer in there. Oh my God, I was like, please get Hammer in there.
No, wait.
Hammer would debate the hell out of Lauren Southern. And everybody kept saying, TFM, TFM. Look, guys, hear it from me, hear it first. TFM has no interest at all in debating with fucking Lauren Southern. He has no interest in debating with anybody. He doesn't like debates. He said that several hundred times. He doesn't like debates. He doesn't like, oh, you get a point. You get a point. No, he doesn't fucking want that. He said that with Playing With Fire. He said it to a lot of other people. TFM wants to lay low. He's actually to the point now where people are forgetting about him. That's true. There's a lot of people that have forgotten about TFM. And he's fine with that. TFM was recently in the news today because sex dolls are now influencers. The New York Post has made an article about that, and Celestina was focused on the article. And, of course, TFM, he talked about it in a very different tone. He's like, you know, I don't feel that she'll ever be respected, you know. And, of course, there was other guys on there, but, yeah, he's more interested in that sort of thing now. And one thing that... Now, here's the big thing that I have to talk about. Chronic got MGTOW wrong. And I'm going to explain why he got it wrong and how he got it wrong. MGTOW, for many men, seemed to be, oh, we're going to not get married. And he said, and I quote, I am not MGTOW because I don't believe that every woman will divorce you. That is not what MGTOW is all about. MGTOW is men going their own way, and that means going your own way. That doesn't mean just relationships and women. It means, as TFM said, and I quote, taking back control of your life. Is it from a woman? Could be. Is it from a job that hates you? Could be. Is it from, you know, people's opinions of you? Could be. Is it society? Could be. There's a lot of things that a man can walk away from. It's not just, oh, I've walked away from this woman. And he said, well, I don't believe every woman will divorce you, so therefore I am not MGTOW. That is not what it meant. It never meant that we were just, oh no, we don't want to deal with, I mean, that's what the PUAs believe though. The PUAs, oh yeah, well, marriage is a bad deal. Well, that's not what MGTOW is. There's a lot of people that are trying to push it at that angle, but that's not what it's all about. It's about going your own way and doing your own thing in life. Sometimes MGTOW is going your own way to go fucking backpacking around the world, you know? Like, going out to sea on a voyage, and not like Magellan or anything, but, you know, there's guys that go out on boats, and there's guys that go RVing, they live the RV life, they travel the country. They're not interested in women or relationships, they're not interested in regular old jobs, they're going online, they're doing little online things, they're not, they don't have a place, they're not even stuck to a house that they have to go home to. They have a vehicle that is their home that they can go to anytime they, anywhere they want. They can go into the forest. They can go, like, there's so many different places you can go. A matter of fact, there might be MGTOW guys in my area because there's a lot of RVs around here. We have a lot of RVs around here. There's a very good chance that some guys in the community, Manosphere, that are doing the MGTOW life, doing the van life or the RV life, they've been here in my area just doing their thing. Were they calling themselves MGTOW? They might have been, they might have not been. But they were still living that idea, which is basically being your own guy. You know, it wasn't like the old days where it was like, oh, go out into the woods and eat not bugs, but eat, like, berries or something. Because there used to be, like, MGTOW levels, and that shit was so cringe and stupid. But now it's, no. It's literally, MGTOW is like, hey, instead of having a woman, like, I'd rather have a waifu. Why can't I do that? Oh, you have to have a woman. And we're not even talking about relationships. I mean, we're not even talking about marriage. We're talking about relationships in general. These guys are like, I'm not even worried about marriage. Like, I don't even care about divorce. I just want a waifu. That's it. Like, I don't want anything else. You know? So, there's guys that are literally like that. And there's some guys that are like, well, I'm going to go my own way until the right one comes along. And if the right one doesn't come along, then I'll just go my own way for the rest of my life. And sometimes that's just how they are. And there's nothing fucking wrong with that either. That's what MGTOW's all about. MGTOW is about literally fucking being your own man. I don't know why this is so lost on people. Especially Chronic, with hundreds of thousands of followers, you'd expect he would get the basics right. You know, I've got no offense against the guy at all. I think he's a great content creator. I obviously have a lot of respect for what he's done. I mean, he knows the YouTube game. He knows the YouTube game very well. He's doing a very good job. He's went through 14 fucking channels. I mean, kudos to the guy. Seriously. Going through all those channels and not giving up, still getting a following, bringing Manic Mechanic and Ribby and all these other guys in there, you know? Of course, you have Sir Yidas, you've got Reishi, you've got all these guys, very useful, you know, very useful young guys that can help teach other young guys about the red pill and get them away from simping and all the bullshit. By the way, that whole little boomer thing, we gotta talk about that. Because there's a guy in that I work with. He's in his 50s. He's a boomer. And he literally talked about what the boomer view of women is. You know what the boomer view of women is? The boomer view of women is that women are the greatest things that God ever put on earth. His words, not mine. And two, women exist for the sole reason of spending money on them. His words, not mine. They exist. He literally told the girl, who I will get into, they said, oh yeah, well that's why you're there for. That's what you exist for, to spend money on. Women exist for men to spend money on them. And I just about fucking cringed. That's a good thing I'd eaten my macaroni and cheese, or I would have fucking just dumped my head in my macaroni and cheese. Like, that's it. I'm gonna drown myself in this macaroni and cheese. I don't fucking care if there's not enough. I'm gonna make it work. God damn it.
Wow.
But yeah, it was so bad, man. It was so bad. Like, I can't believe it's real. I can't believe what's coming out of the man's mouth. And it's all true. Now, was he forceful? Yeah. He was talking about his girlfriend that he was talking with. He basically said something about, well, she told me she wanted me to get a fan. And she said, well, this one, the one she wants, too expensive. So I told her, no, I'm not getting that fan. And then after that, she said, what color do you want, black or white? And he said, if you don't decide, I'm going to decide in 5 seconds. And he said, 5 minutes. If you didn't send me a text in 5 minutes, I'm deciding. And he did. So, I mean, he still put his foot down. But as far as the other shit, oh, yeah, he 100% defended that men are supposed to pay for women, that men are supposed to spoil women. That's literally the goddamn boomer view, okay? And when I learned it, I was not saying that guys don't spend a lot on their waifus, because they do. But
yeah, we do.
They do. But I mean, the problem is that initiates a simp mindset that we already have a problem with in this society. And the simp mindset I'm talking about is, damn it, now I know what the taunt button is. And the simp mentality is, oh yeah, well, if men are ingrained to spend money on women, well, I guess they're even more ingrained to spend money on women that don't give a shit about them in hell at all. They don't fucking care about them, right? Fucking spend all this money on them, right? Hundreds of thousands of dollars, because that's just in it for men to do. No. Fuck that mentality. Fuck that whole
mentality. That's why I said against the wall. They gotta go against the wall, man.
You know, this guy sounds like the kind of guy who would drop money on a bunch of ESOTs.
Yep.
He might. Hold on. Gotta pause it. Our next topic.
Look, Graham, at least with the waifu, it's a one-time thing.
Right? Yeah, well, I don't know. There's a couple guys. One goblin guy in particular said he's thinking about getting another one.
Koopa! Oh my god, Koopa!
Okay, so, something we all knew. Potatus is a pedophile in a Kaimo. Basically, Potatus...
No, I thought it was Chomo.
Chomo, whatever. I said Chimo, Chomo,
I'm pretty sure
whatever.
Chomo,
I thought that was like a Mexican thing. Like, I thought that was like a Mexican... Maybe I'm thinking of Potatoes as in Biden. Biden...
I was about to say.
Joe Biden is pretty much 100% confirmed as a pedophile and child molester. And the evidence is there. Basically, Project Veritas got a hold of the diary. They looked at it. We are talking about Ashley Biden's diary. The one who he did that very, very awkward kiss, if you remember that photo. Very awkward kiss. Okay, so Ashley Biden states, first of all, he took showers with her when she was at an age old enough to remember taking showers. Now, as Tucker Carlson stated in his piece, they said normally when you have small children, they don't take showers, they take baths. So if you're showering with a child old enough to take a shower, then it's definitely not a child. It's definitely it's definitely not a young child. It's a person of age enough to understand what's going on. And
yeah,
Ashley
I never
Biden,
took showers until I was older.
Yeah, and Ashley Biden remarked that I think the showers were probably inappropriate. She remarked that many of the showers were probably inappropriate. She also remarked herself as hypersexualized. Now, why this is important is because in The Boy Who Was Raised as a Dog, which is a very, very highly recommended book about child abuse and all that kind of thing, basically, there was a young girl. I've talked about this before. But the young girl was, she was molested as a very young child. Very young. I'm talking preschool. And the little girl did not know how to communicate with people other than to ask them sexual favors. Because that's how she thought that people communicated. So the psychologist had to sit down with her and explain to her, you know, proper touching and all that kind of stuff. This is all the way back in the 90s.
This is not a true story.
Yes, absolutely. This is all from his journal as a child psychologist. This is the first story in the book. This is also a guy that's worked with the Waco children, the children in there. So that happened after. That's the next chapter. But, this is a hardcore heavy book. It will teach you a lot about your mind. A lot. It also teach you why so much of psychology is wrong.
I bet Ken Jennings has read it.
Yeah, he's read it. I'm sure he has.
Our man Ken Jennings,
I'm sure he has. It was recommended to me by a board certified child psychologist.
There you go.
Yeah. And, Yeah, I've got all the books, and I need to get to reading them. I haven't finished all of the book, but it's one of those books that you really have to be awake to read, like because it does get very deep into the psychology. But it'll teach you a lot. He said it'll basically teach you... I said, what are some psychology books that I could read that would help me out in, you know, being an understanding psychology and, you know, basically... doing this kind of stuff without having to actually go to college. And he recommended me 3 books automatically. And that was the first one he recommended. So, The Boy Was Raised as a Dog. High marks on Amazon. High marks on other websites. So go check it out for sure. And, that's what hypersexualization does. There's two things that happen when a child is abused. They either become really, really quiet, you know, because they've got all this trauma, or they become extremely hypersexualized. And she remarks wanting to have sex with a lot of people at a very young age. All the boys, everyone, just constantly wanting to have sex. And that's because Biden was hypersexualizing her, probably inappropriately touching her, molesting, more or less inappropriate touching her in the shower. That's
And you need to mention something. Ashley Biden is Joe's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Ashley Biden is
So
Joe's
there's
daughter.
The incest angle to consider as well.
Well, yeah, that's true, but in the same rate. That's okay. That's not necessarily what we're talking about. What we're talking about, the fact, because this does happen with parents. This does happen with relatives. Mostly it's relatives. It is always relatives.
Yeah.
And if it's not relatives, oh my God. Oh, I got four continues. I got four continues. Oh, wow, they only give you four continues. Okay, I'll keep that in mind, because I can't exactly hack this game like I can an open bore. But, anyway, like I was saying, yes, Ashley Biden is his daughter, but it's always a relative. It's usually, unfortunately, sometimes it's the parent. That actually.
But usually it's like an uncle or.
Yeah, but.
Let me get started.
It is the parent sometimes. It is the parent. One thing that Richard had mentioned, very good, is he said, very good point. Is that incels, most of them were molested by their mother. He said that there's more research coming out. He said it needs to be studied more. But he says that from a lot of the cases and a lot of the information that he's received, a lot of these men, or young men, have been abused by their mother. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Potatoes is definitely a child molester. Something we all knew, but now we have the information. And we can thank Project Veritas for that. Oh, man, that is a hard
one. Project Veritas has exposed a lot of crap over the past few years.
Yes.
Crazy.
Okay. So, we already talked about the boomer orc. Okay, so... Now we got to get into the nitty-gritty. The nitty-gritty here, guys, is the young girl. She's over the age of 18. I know that. But basically, yeah, she's either 18 or over the age of 18. But she basically remarked that in front of three older people, and I mean much older people, I mean people in their 50s, very weird thing to remark as a young person, that she loved to get drunk. She talked about how much she loved drinking, all the drinks that she bought, and how the fact that even after all these drinks, her and her friends were still, quote-unquote, pretty sober. And they even joked around and said, hey, if anybody needs a designated driver, we're here. And they said, oh, and of course, the older man remarked, he said, you know, buzz driving is still considered drunk driving. And she said, oh, yeah, we know that. And that's why we all stayed at home stayed at that area that night. And I said, sure, okay, I said to myself, okay, sure, that's fine. But then he remarked to me and said, well, yeah, but one thing usually leads to another. And, you know, sometimes it does happen where they do think they're, oh, well, they're, I'm going to be okay if I go drunk driving, right?
Either so, they get in a wreck or they get pulled over and fail the breathalyzer.
Yeah, they get killed a lot of times like that. And another thing that I need to mention here is this girl said she absolutely hated being sober. And, of course, the older man, he remarked, he said, I don't mind being sober. He said, I haven't been sober in a long time, and it's been... he said I hadn't been sober in a long time. It's been many years since I've been drunk, you know. basically, he said that most of his life he wasn't sober, but now he's sober, and he says, "I'm fine with that. I'm glad, you know, to not be drunk or you know, drinking alcohol." And of course, he's in his 50s. You kind of have to lay it low a little bit after that point. And same thing, Mark, the other guy. And of course, she's like, well, she said, if it isn't that, she said, well, at least I didn't say I was sober on my happy pills. Because if I don't take those, I'll be crying every 5 minutes. So I'm like, okay. I mean, Grim damn near put his fist on the guy. Like, my fist was about to raise up from the table and slam down onto the table and say, okay, I've heard enough, god damn it. Because you know what she just said? She said, I mix antidepressants with alcohol in large doses. And you know how bad it is to mix antidepressants with alcohol? It's a really, really bad thing. You're not supposed to mix those fucking happy pills with alcohol. And it kills your libido, by the way. So she's got no fucking libido. She's probably fucking these guys and not feeling anything at all. So she's just like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm drunk. Fuck me. And it doesn't mean anything.
It's always the chicks with men. It's always these chicks with these fucking medicine shits. Always them.
They're all on that bullshit now. They're all on that bullshit now. And I was so stupid, dude. I was like, okay. So you're admitting that you like to drink heavily. You like to drink heavily while on antidepressants, which means there's some shit wrong with you. And it also means that you're an alcoholic in the making, at least. You're starting to be an alcoholic because you talk about how much you like to drink, how you don't like to be sober, and how if you're off your happy pills, which are antidepressants, you're gonna, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, guys. That's what I'm talking about. Stay the fuck away from these girls. Make sure that you're getting all the information if you're even thinking about dating. Like, because they're all like this. It's all this goddamn bullshit now. I was like, wow. And this wasn't actually the chick that I was talking about when I was talking about maybe jumping back in the dating scene. There was this one that was really quiet, and I was talking to her, and she kind of resembled an ex. And I was like, she might be worth talking to or whatever. I mean, no, I'm not thinking about actually getting in a relationship with anybody. But, yeah, you know, maybe some whatever. But anyway, like I said, she didn't talk. This one was all fucking talk. They looked similar, but that one looked clearly different. That's what I noticed. Because the other one, she didn't say a fucking word, really. And this one, oh man, she was talking. But it could have been the same girl. She might have just had her hair in a different way. I don't know. It's hard to tell. A lot of these damn white girls look the same. But, anyway, yeah, it's crazy. And you know what? Honestly, there's no way in hell I'd want to be with a woman that's, oh, I gotta take my antidepressants. Oh, if I don't take my antidepressants, I'm gonna be crying. Okay, first of all, something must have happened. Oh no, I just get depressed. Why do you just get depressed for something happened to make you depressed. I don't know what it is. But we have another thing to throw into the mix. Apparently, she is the daughter of the warden of the prison. We don't have a jail here. We have a prison. We have a very big prison. A prison with a high black incarceration rate because it's a black area. I mean, just be honest. We've got it's a high minority area. And well, we can't really say minority cuz I mean, I'm the minority here actually.
A certain DA now VP run that prison?
Let me guess, Grim. She's getting blacked.
I don't know.
She probably is, yeah.
You know what? She probably is. She probably is getting blocked.
She doesn't.
Yep.
Black incarceration rate? What is this, prison ran by Kamala Harris?
Yeah. Hey, that's funny. But no, that's what we're talking about here. This fucking crazy shit that's going on with these girls, man. I mean, I heard it myself from her own words, which did not even utter a response from me. I have never said a word to the girl or spoken to her. Now, I will not speak to her at all if I can help it. I'm sorry, you know. I don't have any respect for somebody that does that. Oh, I'm so depressed and everything's so bad in my life that I can just drink and party and get blacked. Dude, it's all fucked, man. It's all completely fucking fucked. It's all fucked. I mean...
Hit the eject button!
Huh?
Time to hit the eject button.
Yeah. It's done. It's really getting stupid now. We are seeing the collapse of society for sure. It's like Alexa, play Cell Dweller, End of an Empire. Play End of an Empire, please. Because, it's fucking mayhem out here.
No.
It's just fucking mayhem out here.
Now the question is, are we gonna end up like Fallout or Mad Max?
I don't know yet. It's getting bad. Damn it. This boss is a pain in my ass. You gotta fight the turtle tenderizer. You don't like this boss. Kudos to Whip for not getting hit a single fucking time on some of these stages.
I know, right?
People were complaining that Super Shredder was too easy. I guess he's the final boss again. But to be absolutely fair, he wasn't the final boss of the original Turtles in Time. Only the Super Nintendo version.
Well, this isn't really supposed to be Turtles in Time, is it?
No, but it's supposed to be a sequel to Turtles in Time. Like, after.
Okay.
Only thing I don't like about this game is they had two different versions of the Turtles on the Super Nintendo. Cartoon and comic. And the comic looked more realistic, so I went with the comic.
I didn't get to watch TMNT growing up. So, I'm still kind of new to
Oh shit, I gotta fight lore. Two. I gotta fight two of these motherfuckers. Wow. Okay, so there's... Alright. Man, I can't believe I actually got to this fucking level. It was hard beating that turtle tenderizer. People are saying this
surprise, game... April's not the damsel in distress this time, right?
No, you get to play as her.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, I'll be playing as her
I have
when...
the game. I've played a little bit of it.
Okay, I'll be playing as her when...
Did your arcade stick work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it works. Oh, cool. So it does work as an Xbox controller.
Yeah, my Pandora's box worked well. Basically, I had to use join a key.
It doesn't work as an Xbox controller.
No, it doesn't work as an Xbox controller. You have to configure it with join a key, and it works as a keyboard. But Xbox controllers...
I'm assuming it's true on the PC version, but on the Switch, you can change the controls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can on the PC version also. Okay. But yeah, let's see. Okay, what else did we talk about? Because there are some things we want to save for the show, like that AI chick that they're working on. The PUBG people. That's interesting. But we are gonna save that kind of shit for the show.
You're gonna talk about Google's AI supposedly going sentient?
Yeah, that's something I want to talk about with Revy, actually. Revy is be the guy on that. Revy will fucking tell us. He's the man that knows all about that shit. And he wants to do another interview with me, so I definitely
think... Nice!
Heck, yeah, I can't wait for the... It's more... a child people to sit over here and start reading all the PUBG models. I can't wait for that.
We've got six
You know
more.
The guy, though.
We've got six more, about four or five more interviews we need to do. So after Ninja Turtles, we'll probably interview him again. I mean, we try to do Phil, but it's just way too early. It's way too early in the morning. It's 4 o'clock in the morning where he's at to do an interview.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's up at that hour, sure, but I doubt he wants to talk about dolls at 4 in the morning. Man, I hate those fucking guys. They still have those fucking guys in the game. You know those fucking guys that would always come by and do one attack? They would attack in threes or fours or sixes or something, and then they would, like, do one attack, and then they would disappear off the screen, and you didn't get a chance to hit them again. Yeah, they brought those guys back. The one...
Those types of enemies are annoying in any game.
Yeah. But, as long as they don't bring the fucking sand... The sand foot soldiers back. Oh, I hated those. Those are the ones you would fight in the beach level in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. And they would fucking throw sand into your eyes. And it was hard because the turtle would have to wipe their eyes. And it stunned you a little bit. I hated that shit. No, Ninja Turtles 3 was actually a pretty hard beat-em-up. I never finished it. That's how hard it was. Manhattan Project was serious. Like, that shit was real. Alright,
Was there a third 3D Ninja Gaiden? Because I know there was... Oh, yeah, there was, I think. I don't know.
Well, I know Ninja Turtles... Well, you had the original Konami Turtles. Then you had...
Why did I hear Ninja Gaiden then?
I don't know. Ninja Turtles.
Sorry,
but yeah, Ninja Turtles. No, Ninja Turtles, the first one, then you had the arcade game, which was just a port. And then you had Manhattan Project, then Turtles in Time, Hyperstone Heist. Basically, the Manhattan Project was hard. That bridge level is fucking stupid hard. I hated that level.
Not the infamous swimming level in the... The first game.
That's not that hard. That's not as hard as the bridge level. I used to get through that whole level without getting a hit. That fucking...
Wow!
Yeah, it's not that hard. You just gotta learn how to do it. Over and over and over, you get it. Because you don't want to lose any of your turtles on the area afterwards. Because you have to go on that small, that bridge till you get to the city. You have to go... I think it's the dam area. Oh, I hate the dam. Because once you get through the, it's the dam. Once you get through the seaweed area, you go right to the dam, and the dam will fuck you up. And then from the dam, you go into the city. And that's where you first get the turtle vans.
Hmm.
Yep. They brought those damn things back, the fucking robots, with the, yep. A lot of this is definitely just like the original. Only thing I don't like about some of these new foots is they've got ropes and they can bind you in the ropes. And you have to tap to get out of the fucking ropes. I know. Yeah. And you got axe foot too. Oh, the foot have super moves. Well, that sucks. They got power moves. I mean, I'm not going to hate on that, but... Definitely.
So who are you playing as now, since we can't see your screen?
I'm Leonardo on this one. I'm not playing as April O'Neil until we play the actual pizza party version. And that's when we play the story. Oh, dude! I had him as an action figure. Ground Chuck and Dirtbag. I had Ground Chuck as an action figure. He looked just like that. Holy crap. That brings back memories. I used to love that action figure. He was a bull. Yeah, I was like, oh, I want him. Because, you know, when you were a young boy, there were a lot of different little characters from the game, from the shows. And you could only pick out one that you wanted, you know. It's like, you can only pick out one toy. So, and my father was real strict about that. It was very rare that my father would take me to Walmart to go pick out a toy. So... I want to pick him out. My father would actually kind of give me an idea. Like, my father was cool about picking out toys, actually. He's actually managed to pick out some pretty decent toys. So he's like, oh, yeah, what about that one? I'm like, hey, that guy looks pretty cool. So, yeah, I went with that one. I mean, my childhood wasn't exactly just disastrous. It was, I mean, as Ken Jennings said, it was pretty rough in areas. But, I mean, it wasn't completely awful. Yeah, there were definitely areas. I remember one time, Christmas. Like, completely unplanned. Like, they knew I wanted, like, Legos. So I got Legos. But my old man decided to pick out... It was his idea, dude. He was the one that decided to get me a whole bunch of Beast Wars Transformers. Like, yeah, nice. I got, like, so many Beast Wars Transformers that Christmas. Like, yeah. I don't know if it was his idea or my mom's idea, but one of them. But, no, he picked out, like, it got a bunch of them. And I was like,
do you have any siblings or no?
The what?
Do you have any siblings? I forget.
No. No, it's just me.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I used to have Omega Christmases. Because I would have Christmas at, like, my place or my house. And then I would go to my grandmother's. And I would have, like, other shit. Yeah. And when I stayed with my grandma, dude, Santa Claus was badass. I had so many fucking toys. It was so crazy. I was a spoiled fucking kid. I'm not even gonna make that bullshit up. I'm not even gonna pretend. I'm not gonna say, oh, I was... No, I was not a fucking... Like, when I got a little older, it was harder to come by. Like, my father was like, oh, yeah, you can get one toy. But when it was Christmas time, dude, my grandmother and my aunt... Like, my aunt would get me, I had all the Earthworm Jim action figures. I had every single one of them. Even the princess. Even the princess. I had Psycrow, I had all the versions of Earthworm Jim. I had all of them, dude. They were great. I love those fucking toys.
Those games are
and
hard,
I
too.
I know, I love Earthworm Jim games. But,
Friggin' Hawk. Here's hoping the Intellivision Amico actually comes out, we can actually get Earthworm Jim 4.
I don't want the Amico. I just want 4. And I don't think Amico's really good. I think they're going to lose that partnership with Amico. Because they can make that shit
on... Gaming.
Yeah, they're probably going to lose that partnership. And they're going to end up putting that thing out anyway. They're going to put that game out. Rest assured, they are going to put that Earthworm Jim game out. And it's going to be fun. It is going to be a throwback back to the old days, and I cannot...
Well, creators involved Duncan April.
Like, dude, I had the original Earthworm Jim on cartridge, and I had Earthworm Jim 2 on cartridge. So, I love those games. So,
I never remember renting the Super Nintendo versions.
Yeah, that's what I had. I had the Super Nintendo version.
I did get them on a Wii Virtual Console.
Oh,
back when that was a thing.
Oh,
those were the Genesis versions. Those were the only versions that they had put on the Wii Shop channel.
The only reason they did that is because they have the extra level.
It's not just Earthworm Jim 1 that had the extra level on Genesis?
Yeah, just Earthworm Jim 1. Yeah, just Earthworm Jim 1. And, of course, the PC version actually had CD quality sound and audio. Yep, that's the best version.
There was also a Sega CD version as well.
Yeah, but only the PC version.
I think a Saturn and PS1
I don't
version
know
of 2.
About
Maybe there was a
that.
PS1 version of 1. I have to look.
Don't know about that, but I know there was a PC version. It had high-quality audio.
You can get that on GOG right now.
No, you can't get that version. Because I have the version on GOG. It does not have the CD quality audio. I had to download that. That's Earthworm Jim 95.
There's got to be a way to get the audio, because some of the releases, it's just a renamed ISO file, so if you can access that...
Oh, yeah. It's not... Yeah, I have it.
The music tracks will be in there.
I have it. You know what? Maybe I should get that out to Zoom. Because I have it.
Oh, yeah.
That might be good.
Let me...
I don't know. Do they have Earthworm Jim on Zoom? Check that real quick.
I don't believe so. Let me.
That's surprising. You would figure that Doug Tenable would, you know.
No, no.
Really?
No Earthworm Jim on Zoom.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't think Doug Tenable even would even be involved. I guess Interplay is still around and they've got the rights. They're just letting him make the comics.
I guess.
But I don't know. That's a really...
It's not really...
Rights are weird.
It's not really...
Copyright's weird and annoying.
It's not really him without... It's not really...
Oh, it sounds on GOG in the goodies. You get the game soundtracks, both game soundtracks in MP3 and FLAC.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the DOS quality or the original, so I don't know. You'll have to check that. Damn it!
Oh, well, I don't have the game. I don't have the game, so...
I do.
Yeah. So download the... It just says... EWJ1 in-game soundtrack, EWJ2 in-game soundtrack, and then MP3 or FLAC.
I will check it after we get done with the show. Let's see. Because we started a little late. I don't know. We started at 12:40, so we're going till what? 1:40? 12:40 to 1:40? Yeah, so we got a couple more minutes. And this clock is wrong. It says 1:32. I know it's not 1:32. It's about 1:20 something. So we still have time to talk. And about
1:28 by my clock.
Okay, so China developed some new skin, which is going to be like a liquid skin that basically for robots that basically it interacts to touch. And it's regenerating. So...
We're getting closer and closer
to the T-1000.
To a Terminator situation.
To the T-1000, I know.
We're definitely getting close to that.
T-1000 waifus. We'll have waifu Terminator waifus. Yep. I can see TFM already. Yep, Terminator waifus, here we come. He's like, we just need an army of Terminator waifus.
You know, he would totally get a bot. He would definitely get Celestina as a bot.
Oh,
a
yeah,
robot.
Yeah, yeah. That, well, he said Terminator waifus. I remember he said, we need Terminator waifus to defeat all the cucks on the right and the left. Just get them all. Just wipe them all out. It's like, aim, fire. Oh, man. Oh, we got one more thing to talk about. Hammer, I hate to say things because I do appreciate you having me on the site. But basically, one thing I've noticed about this site, man, this is nothing against you. I know you're doing your own thing. You're going your own way. You got your own things you're trying to work on. And I know my country's pretty much fucked. But one thing I've noticed, and I know that you said you're making MGTOW.TV larger, and I'm glad that we have Alex Jones, I'm glad we have Sticks and Hammer, Sticks, Hex, and Hammer, I'm glad we have a bunch of other guys that I follow for politics stuff, actually, here. That's cool. But I'm noticing at the front page, PUA grift everywhere. Dude, front page, PUA grift, playing with fire, playing with fire. Abu, what's this guy's name? Abu something. And then I see that it says at Modern Life Dating. And if I know anything about Modern Life Dating, that's one of the things that I think Chronic was trying to fight in his little video. Like, that's one of the PUA guys, I guess. And he's like all over the fucking site. There's three videos of his. And then there's, there's a playing with fire where he's like, oh, we're giving away, I'm testing some new products. Here's a brand new product, and I guess it's probably a PUA. God, if they go back to selling soap, I'm going to laugh my goddamn ass off. Like, remember, we talk about the PUA soap sellers. Back in the day, for those that remember, PUAs used to sell pheromone soap. Because they would say, if you washed with pheromone soap, women's would get attracted to you. They would smell your hormones and, oh, I can't get away from you. You're so attractive. And they had a fucking grift on this. We used to call them soap sellers. That's what we called them. And now they are selling a new kind of soap. I don't know what this is. I don't know if it's books. I don't know what they're selling. But they're all over the damn place now. And I noticed that, you know, a lot of people aren't even watching the streams that they have on there. It's really quite sad. But I'm like, dude, what the hell are you guys doing? You know, Manosphere.tv, I guess, wasn't doing so well. And a lot of other guys, you know, like myself and others, were bringing content that kept MGTOW.tv going, which is why they moved everything over to MGTOW.tv. Problem is, MGTOW.tv is no longer MGTOW. Like, it's not MGTOW, it's not about MGTOW in general. They are literally having, I mean, there's Red Pill, there's politics. It's better to call it Red Pill or Manosphere. It's better to just rename the whole site to Manosphere.tv now. It really is. I would have no problem with it being Manosphere.tv because that's literally what we see on the front page. Like, I mean, Rage is on here now, Rage and Golden Eagle. It's surprising that Rage has less subs than I do here. Like, dude, you fucking, you know, inspired me, and for some odd reason you have a lower amount of subs than I do, which is crazy. Like, really? And like, damn, I mean, he's not hurting though, he's got all the YouTube guys on there. So, I'm surprised Nick isn't on there yet. I'm like, dude.
Why would Nick go on there?
Because everybody else is. There's people on there that don't have anything to do with MGTOW, like Sticks, Hex, and Hammer, who's a political commentator. I think even What's-His-Name was on here once. I used to follow that guy. I can't remember his name. Oh, damn it. He was a cool dude. Actually had some really good videos. I can't remember his damn name. Something like Economic Invincibility. His name. I think he's on here now. Okay, cool. I'm about to beat this guy. And I have like no lives left after that, or no continues left after I beat this guy. He sucks because he can basically dig holes, and if you fall in the holes, of course, you lose life. I beat them both. Woo, that was hard. That was episode 4. Okay. But yeah, they got all these guys on here that are like, PUA, PUA. And meanwhile, like, my videos, even, like, you can look. Go back at my videos. I just want to show you guys. You go back and look at my videos all the way from, you know, when we first started out. I've got like hundreds, and now I've got like 5, and 12, and 25. I'm like, damn, dude. It's like, and by the way, another thing I have to point out. It actually costs me data to upload to MGTOW.tv now because my work Wi-Fi actually took out the website. It actually filtered it out. So I can't no longer use my work Wi-Fi to upload to MGTOW.tv. But it doesn't do that with BitChute. So I upload to BitChute and I don't have to waste data. So it actually costs me data to upload to MGTOW.tv. So yeah, that's another thing. Because remember, I do everything with my data. I have plenty of data. That's not a problem. It's just, you know, now something that didn't really cost me data now does. It costs me like 10 gigs of data or more a week.
Oof.
Yeah. So, just to upload.
Sounds like it's about time to get internet at home.
It's not going to be bad to do that, because it's going to cost, the internet we have is shit. We're going to get it, but it's shit. I'm still going to use my phone, because I get 200 gigs of high-speed data. So I'm not really that worried about it, yeah. Yeah, I'm not really that worried about it, honestly. It's just an extra hurdle. It's like, oh man, now I know I'm going to have at least 30 gigs You know, I get 200 gigs a month. So, yeah, I'll have at least 30 gigs dedicated to MGTOW.TV. So YouTube doesn't, of course, that doesn't cost any data. Because they won't filter out YouTube. And they won't filter out BitChute as of yet. So, that's fine. But they filtered out MGTOW.TV, calling it adult content. And I said that's probably my fault. But, But it might not be, because there were some videos on there people have put that are pretty risque. So I don't know. But all I know is, yeah, they continue to let me do it. By the way, BitChute, thank you. Well, yeah, you're going to see this, BitChute. Thank you for your fucking support. You guys are awesome. And MGTOW, yes, thank you for your support. Still, like, I know there's not that many of you, but you do communicate with me, and I do read every message and every DM I get. And, yeah, I know it's going to the PUAs and the grifters, and it's more political stuff now, which is, I mean, fine. Oh, by the way, we got an actual, by the way, Styx Hexenhammer. Dude that actually knows way more about the occult than I ever dreamed of. So if you want to actually learn about the occult, go to Styx Hexenhammer's videos under the occult. He literally has videos that say the occult. He will teach you all about that. He translates old occult books from whatever to English. That's one of his jobs that he does. This guy knows his shit. So, wow. Yeah. That guy, like, everything I talked about with the occult, like, I'm not gonna communicate with him here unless he wants to. It's like, hey, you want to see a guy make a fool of himself? He's like, yeah, you got it wrong. It's this, 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 and this. Well, I'm sorry, sir. I don't know all that much about it. I don't say I know that much. I know quite a bit. I won't say I don't. Yeah, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to put words in myself. Oh, I don't know anything. No, I know quite a bit. But he knows way more. We're talking about a guy that's done years and years and years of study. I've done years of study, too, but he's actually done the ritual practice. He does. This is a guy that actually knows how to, you know, do some things or whatever. I don't know, honestly. I don't know. But yeah, Styx Hexenhammer is here. So, check him out. Definitely sub. He's only got 9 subscribers. So, counting me, because I just subbed to him recently. He just joined. And, by the way, the guy actually put out a video years ago that I even know about. That was basically calling himself, like, an incel. Like, years ago. He's like, years ago. This is a completely different looking Styx. So, but this was years ago, so I don't know what in the hell camp he's in. I don't care what in the hell. Oh, there's the Rat King. Okay, the Rat King. Hold on, I'm gonna beat the Rat King real quick. It's kind of funny, though. If the thing from Ninja Turtle, you know, Turtles in Time, it's actually in the background. If you remember in Turtles in Time, you fought him in the Sore level. It's actually in the background destroyed. So yeah, this game is supposed to happen after Turtles in Time. That's cool. There's a lot of classic stuff that went into this game, dude. This is a labor of love. Yeah, this game will be beloved for years. And if they keep adding stuff, like they want to add Usagi Jimbo, which actually has a comic series, by the way. Dark Horse put out a Usagi Jimbo comic book series. So if you like samurai rabbits, and not in the furry way, you can check him out when they add him as a playable character. And I think they're going to add more levels, which, why not? Just give us, like, 100 levels. I don't care.
What's this about furries?
Usagi Jimbo is one of the, he's a samurai rabbit. Yeah, Usagi Jimbo is a samurai rabbit, so, yeah. Hold on. Damn. There's rats everywhere. He just basically calls these rats. You have to... I think I got him beat, though. Nope, he's gonna do one more of the line of this bullshit. Alright. Get him. Oh, you stupid. I got him. I got him. I killed the Rat King. Well, I didn't kill him. I beat him up. He didn't die. Everybody, nobody dies. They just get beat up in Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next. I do appreciate the 13 subs on YouTube. You know, still trying to get content there. Obviously, a couple things I'm going to do before we end this and I go back to playing whatever I was playing before. Somebody there? Hello?
Jay?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I have the internet, little potato. I can hear you. You can't hear us.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can... Everything's good. I just... No, I had some weird stuff, but it seems to have... Whatever. But yeah, a couple things. Let me go and look. Alright. So I was looking at videos. Obviously, I'm going to be reading another issue, another volume of Spawn. I'm prepared for it. It's probably going to be the next week. So I'm going to read another volume of Spawn. That seems to have done well on YouTube. That did well on BitChute. It's done well on MGTOW.TV. So it's going to continue. Sling, I'm going to read another volume of that. We are done with Comics Gate Comics. I have no more to basically post. The Galactic Rodents of Mayhem did not do very well. People weren't that interested in it. Sorry. Whatever. I had it. Let's see what else we've got. Invisibles. Definitely. It's hitting high numbers on BitChute. High numbers. Like, it's a 47. I'm really surprised 47 people are that interested in Invisibles. So, that's going to continue.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, 47 on that. It's doing good. Transmetropolitan is about to hit 20 on BitChute. It's doing pretty good on MGTOW.TV. More than likely, it will get another part. I will continue that story. I want to continue that story. I love that story. Let's see here. So that's the comics. I have some other stuff I wanted to try to throw in. Some of the older stuff. Some of the black and white stuff. Not manga, but some of the older stuff that I found. Get some more cringe stuff to do. Definitely got all these cringe comics to do now that I got to get through. Still not sure if I want to do manga. And the only reason why is, one, YouTube's probably going to hit me hard on it. And two, a lot of people are just reading manga online anyway. So, it's not really a big deal.
Western comics.
Huh?
Might as well stick to the Western comics.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick to the Western comics.
Yeah, they're doing manga. It's got to be different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably going to get hit. Because I thought about doing some of that, and I probably will get hit by a manga publisher.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think if you pick, like, the smaller niche things, like you could do Taikubo Zombie Powder, then you'd be pretty safe.
I don't know. I don't think I want to do anything like that, just to not push the buttons. But I'm going to do some old stories. I found some old Vampirella horror stories. We might do that during Halloween, though. Because some of that stuff is really good horror tales in black and white. Might get some.
Yeah, thanks for October.
But also we have stuff with like, there's that one that they, I don't know if I'm going to read the feminist. I got to read the old feminist comics. The classic feminist comics, that's probably worth going through. There's so much stuff I can really jump into. I mean, it's remarkable if I really wanted to talk about how much comics I have to cover. I could be here all day. But I got a lot of comics to cover and visual novels. My God. Somebody wanted me to go back through the Pure Love route on Healing Housewives or Housewives Healing Touch. So I'm going through that. Discipline's more or less going to go up. And Starless is going to continue, of course. I just finished the Mikiko route. And it is just so insane. And of course, we haven't even begun to get to the insanity. So we're going to the next route. And I don't know how much longer that is. But, you know, I got a few on those. But basically, I'm actually to the point where you skip a lot of scenes. So I'm going to have to do some cutting on Starless videos, which I figured I would. Because if you're going to do all the endings, of course you're going to see shit that you've already seen. And some of those scenes have scat anyway. So I had to skip them, you know. I had to skip them. I was just going to go through them, because it goes so fast, you see it, but it's like boop, and then, you know, it's there. But I didn't want to freak people out, even if it's going by at, like, ridiculous speeds. So I was like, yeah, I'll just cut it and put it back where it needs to go. And it'll just be cut and chopped and all over the damn place. Which is fine, because I got a program that chops really well. And then I can put it all together while I'm watching anime. So that works for me. That's what I've been doing. While I watch anime, I chop stuff while I chop and join files while I watch anime. Because there's nothing really else to do on my computer. Because if you play a game, it's going to take longer. So I just watch anime while I'm doing it. I basically watched all of Airbats TTS, which is really good. I'm really glad I stuck with that series. I didn't really like the ending episode, but there's so many good episodes in that show. It's only 7, but it was still good. And now I'm watching, what's it, Iser? Iser? It's supposed to be a body horror, but of course I've only got the first one and the third one. The second one exists, but I don't know where to get it, and I don't feel like going through Hell's Half Acre to look for it. So I'll probably just watch the first one and the third one. They said you really don't need to watch, like, the first one is a standalone anyway. They're all standalone. They all have, like, a little bit of, you know, bits and pieces. If the second one is that big of a deal and I have to watch it, I'll go through it. But, yeah, I'm trying to watch all this older anime right now. So, yeah, from the 90s, 80s, 90s, stuff like that. So I'm not really that interested in a lot of the modern shit. But that's what I've been doing, and watching old Sentai. Oh my God, dude. I can talk about this old Sentai. Before we go, I gotta talk about... Oh man, Iron Pipe Mask. Oh my God. I don't know if it's episode... I think it's episode 31. Episode 31 of Go Ranger. Basically, Iron Pipe Mask is this dude. He looks pretty cool. He's got a gas mask, and there's all these iron, like, tubes running through it. They should have called him Iron Tube Mask instead of Iron Pipe Mask, but that's what they called him. And anyway, there's a really fucked up scene. He basically takes his tube and he puts it in Key Ranger's ass. He puts it up to Key Ranger's ass. And he says, I'm gonna drill a hole in your butt. And Key Ranger runs around and says, what are you doing? What are you doing? Rape, 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 rape. And he's running around with a tube in his ass. And I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Wait, Grim, how far are you in that shit? Actually, I'd probably check.
This is 1975. This is pretty old.
Wow.
Yeah. This is before Mega Man. Before Castlevania. Oh. Before Super Mario. Before video games. So, yeah, you see a lot of shit that inspired. Like, you see a lot of shit that inspired game developers. A lot of these Japanese guys grew up with Sentai. So you can see the inspiration. One character in particular happens to be from episode 32. His name is Large Hatchet Mask. He reminds me of Woodman or a character from the Mega Man series. He actually has an attack where he splits himself into three, and he fires off a wood, like a tomahawk, or a wood thing from his head, like a character. And I was like, dude, that looks so Mega Man. And I said the creator of Mega Man had to be looking at that shit when they designed that, when they designed a Robot Master. Because that's what he looked like.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was a really interesting fucking dude. Because he actually has a giant fucking hatchet. And he's going after the Rangers trying to cut them with it. Like, wow. And he was really, yeah, he's really powerful too. Because the weapon they used, it didn't work. Like, it didn't fucking, yeah, it didn't work on him. They had another guy, I can't remember if it was Iron Pipe Mask. They tried to use it and it wouldn't work. And he's like, look, I'm back, I'm invincible, you can't kill me. You know, so finally they figured it out. They got an idea where they got the ball stuck to his head. And he's like, ah, oh, I can't get it off. And then he just falls over he dies. And then they had another one. It's really cool how they killed Large Hatchet Mask. Basically, they had the ball turn into a tree stump. And he could not resist the tree stump. So he automatically, because every time the guy saw wood, he had to chop it. So basically, he saw the tree stump, and he goes to fire it at his axe at it, or, you know, just chop it with his axe, rather. Yeah, let's get that right. And then all of a sudden, boom, he just blows up. That's it. Like, whoops, bad move. The universe, that you done fucked up. The universe blew your ass up for chopping that. Shouldn't have chopped that one, my friend. And he died. But I'm like, oh my god, how many more crazy fucking masks are they going to come out with? But, oh man, my favorite Rangers has to be Key Ranger. He's the fat guy. He's like the best one. I'll never forget. There's a guy that calls and asking for curry. And he says, oh, I just want the small ones. And he said, small? He's like, you can't call yourself a man until you've eaten 3 large helpings. And then he hangs up the phone. I'm like, yes! He's like, I just love that mentality where it was all about, it's like, you can't call yourself a man unless you can eat 3 large helpings. I'm like, shit. Oh, it's great. It's such a good series. So, and one thing I like about that guy is they made him, like, he's all about strength. You know, he's like, no man can win in a strength contest between me, you know, with me. And then he always calls himself Mount Osso. He said, I'm Mount Osso. If you get me angry, I'll explode. And he basically picks up the enemy and throws him over, you know, like that's his thing. He's always like, don't upset me, don't get me angry. Almost kind of like the Hulk in that sense. But yeah, the cool thing I like so much about Go Ranger is it is a literal 70s spy show. It's all about secret agents and spies and not knowing who to trust and who's working with the enemy. It's so much different. And the guy that's, like, supposed to be the Sentai, I can't remember his name. He's like, oh, there's no real reason to watch old Sentai. Like, I want to go over there and uppercut that guy through his ceiling. It's like, dude, no, you need to fucking tell people to go watch Go Ranger. Because Go Ranger is the shit. I thought the costumes looked corny and everything else. It's like, I thought the costumes looked corny and stuff, but when I actually sat down and watched it, I was like, dude, this is such a good show. And, like, all the music
the costumes are going to look corny. It was the 70s.
Yeah, it's the 70s. But everything is, like, really, I mean, even though they have that little Vera Blune, like, they don't have a robot. All they have is that little ship. They make it work. Like, they make the show interesting because it's not about giant robots and stuff. It's literally, they're in the middle of a war. They're in the middle of a war. Yeah. Go Ranger is all about a war. They're basically Eagle versus Black Cross. And Black Cross basically has all these bases, and they're trying to attack Eagle bases. So they send their men to go kill Eagle soldiers. And you see all these Eagle soldiers dying at the hands of the of the Black Cross, and of course they're blowing up buildings, and they use the same just stock footage for buildings, but you know, they're blowing up bases. It's like, we're in the middle of a war, you know, we can't, we have to do it like this. And they actually said, and they actually, one of the Go Rangers said, why do you have to do it like this? He said, this is a war, we can't, you know, we have to act this way, this is how we have to do this. Because we're in the middle of a war, you know. It's actual battle going on. There's military units and everything else. Even the Commander Edogawa, he's dressed in full military regalia when they're discussing battle plans and new ways to overcome the enemy. Sometimes they destroy former generals. Like the general they had from Africa, they destroyed him. So now they have a General Iron Mask. Iron Mask is pretty badass. I like the way he acts and all that. And of course, they'll have like a little film and they'll say, well, this is the Vera Blune. And he'll say, you know, oh, excellent. It's like, we've got to get a hold of this ship. So basically, they hypnotize the Ranger and they put a chip in his brain. So what he does is he hops into Vera Blune. And he takes the cables that you hook up into the machine, and he puts them into it. He hooks them up into his body, and he turns it on. He electrocutes himself so that it shocks the chip and blows the chip up. It scrambles the whole chip, and that's how he gets free of the mind control. Because they literally have their surgeons, and I'm talking about literal, you know, what we would call putty patrol, but they're performing surgery. They've literally got masks on and they're performing surgery to put the chip in his body. This is the kind of shit we're talking about. The guy's like, oh, you need to skip it. No, you don't need to fucking skip it. It's an amazing series. That's why it went on for 80 episodes, because it's actually worth watching. It's probably one of the better Sentai series I've watched. So, and the riddles, you know, it's a riddle every episode. And some of the riddles you get, and some of the riddles, you know, like, okay, I don't get it. But they always have this little part for the kids. They did one riddle. There was like, what is something that feels better the harder it gets? And it was actually a massage. And it was like, oh, yeah, this is a massage. Something that your mother and your father do. That's literally what they said in the subtitles. Oh, something that your mother and your father do together, a massage. So, yeah, that's... I mean, it was made for kids, but there's a lot of stuff that's definitely not child-friendly, I would say. And they're actually pretty vulgar. I don't say, you bastards, damn you, and stuff like that. You know, they do curse, and it gets...
Well, I might be trans with your liberties, you never know.
I don't know. I don't think so. Because the translators of this are really, really well known. This is Rampage.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, this is speaking of local watchers, yeah, I can't stand them now.
Well, this is the same thing. These are the same people. Well, Sentai localizers have nobody to translate for. They're just doing it for the fans. They're literally fan translators. Rampage stopped translating Sentai subs after Toei told them no. So during the COVID shit, they translated all of Go Ranger. Because, you know, that's what they decided to do. And they finally finished Go Ranger in 2021. They said, we finally have it finished. And that's what everybody's watching right now. That was great. That was great for them to go out on. Finally giving us Go Ranger. All 84 episodes translated as best as they could. And it's good. I've liked all the translations. It's very, very well done. It's a good series. It's an old series. Some of it might feel dated, but it doesn't feel dated in a bad way. I like it. Yeah, it's good. Like, I'd definitely sit and watch an episode right before I go to bed every night. When I have my, you know, when I go to work, before I go to, you know, because I go to bed, I gotta go to work in the morning, so I'll watch Go Ranger and do that. But alright, guys, I think we're done with this show. Thank you guys for hanging out. Of course, we're going to do an after show like we always do, but go ahead and say what you need to say. We'll close out.
Oh, stop simping for VTubers, man. I'm tired of you guys simping for fucking Kason and Gura. Gura sounds like a damn squeaker.
Okay, anybody
else? You're the man!
Okay, alright. Alright, so this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grimm's Late Night Open Mic.